a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
To the those in the internet, to the House Appropriations Bill hearing again. I would like to welcome the committee members back and any visitors that are in the room. And I'd like to start off by having the page come up and introduce himself, as is customary. Your name, where you're from, do you have any plans after high school?
Max Kennedy, Delmont, South Dakota. Then go on to college for political science and pre-law.
Good morning, Max. Welcome to Appropriations Committee meeting. I would ask everybody to turn off their cell phones. And Secretary, will you call the roll?
Dennert. Wismer. Junkie.
Here.
Boland.
Here.
Ramkema.
Here.
Dryden.
Here.
White.
Here.
Carson.
Here.
Wink.
Here.
You have a quorum.
We do have a quorum. Okay. We're going to start off this bill hearing with Senate Bill 152, an act to require that any reduction in the general fund levies of a school district only account for increases in the taxable valuation of property and to revise the property tax levies for the general fund of a school district. We have listened to proponent and opponent testimony before. We've deferred action on this a couple times, but I think Senator Roden is with us this morning to bring us up to date on any activity that's taken place. Senator Roden, I would ask that... Do you have any comments on the bill in general, or if you, or the amendment, either one, give you some latitude?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, I have an amendment. It's 152FH. Yeah, I'd ask that it be distributed this time. And again, for the record, Senator Larry Roden, District 29. Again, Mr. Chairman, it is my privilege to come back to this committee with an amendment that I believe will move this conversation forward, and I think that it was an appropriate solution to get us over the hump, if you will, with 152 and addressing the concerns, and again, to allow the conversation to move through the House. Just a short recap, Senate Bill 152, as it passed the Senate, the concept that we were working on was to leave property tax, local property tax, or the local effort portion of the equation out of the mix, which in essence, by the time we made other adjustments, reduced the 10% cut down to roughly a 6.6% cut. The issue that left that was the bone of contention was a $12 million one-time hit to the governor's proposed budget. Now, that brings us to the amendment that you have before you today, Senate Bill or Amendment 152FH. What this amendment does by adjusting the PSA number from 449428, which was the number that was in the current version of Senate Bill 152, we amended that down to 438995. Which would allow, those numbers would allow us to recoup in fiscal year 12 the $12 million one-time shortfall in the governor's budget. And it would reduce the 10% cut to roughly an 8.6% cut for fiscal year 12. Fiscal year 13 then would, the numbers would, understanding that we'd be under a full calendar year for, as insofar as taxes are concerned, would reduce it to a 6.6% cut, and that was what was contained in Senate Bill 152 as it passed the Senate. What we also did with this amendment, we reset the PSA number for fiscal year 12 to recoup the $12 million, but that left the question mark about what happens in fiscal year 13. So for fiscal year 13, we address that by changing the Cutler-Gabriel reset. Understand that in the current version of 152, we reset the Cutler-Gabriel percentage from 56.5% down to 53.8. So we address the question mark of what happens in fiscal year 13 by changing the effective date If you see, notice on the amendment, we deleted 2012 and inserted 2013. That is tied to the reset on the Cutler-Gabriel. So we addressed the issue for 2012 by resetting the per student allocation. We addressed the ongoing percentage for 2013 and beyond by resetting the Cutler-Gabriel percentage back to 53.8%. In short, that's what this amendment accomplishes. It leaves 152, the Senate version, pretty much intact. Again, to recap, resets the PSA for this year to cover the governor's $12 million shortfall, and then for ongoing years, starting fiscal year 2013, reset the Cutler-Gabriel percentage to 53.8. Now, Mr. Chairman, I would also take a second just to make a couple comments, because I think, especially in the public eye, when we've had these discussions and when we initially introduced Senate Bill 152, I think there might be some misperceptions about the role the governor's office has played in the work that we've done, put into 152. And I wanted to say for the record that the governor's office, I've had regular conversations with him, and he has been very palms up with me in his position, but at all points has been very willing and a key component in providing me the input that I needed from his staff and from members of the Bureau of Finance and Management. And I wanted to say for the record that people like Jason Dilges and Jim Twilliger, I have put a lot of effort into this bill. But the effort that I put into it pales in comparison to the literally hundreds of hours of time that the Bureau of Finance and Management, Jim and Jason and Michael Kenyon, and of course our staff, Fred Botts and others, have put a lot of energy into this, and I wanted to recognize them for the effort that they've invested in coming up with the kind of numbers that we needed to bring this forward.
Thank you, Senator. At this time, I would welcome any other testimony for the amendment. Any comments that anybody would have that would like to be made from the either the agencies? Are there any opponents to this amendment? Oh, they have a proponent. Good morning, Commissioner.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Jason Dilges, Bureau of Finance and Management. I'll be brief. Just for the record, I'd like to be recognized as a proponent for this particular amendment. When you start a process like this, as you can see, I think if nothing else, we've all learned a very good lesson about how the state aid formula works in our state, and it's been good for us to work with Senator Roden. We took some East River math and some West River math and put them together, and lo and behold, I think we have the math that's correct. I wanted to, I guess, also thank Senator Roden for being willing to work with us on this particular issue. The governor is fully supportive of the amendment as drafted. We believe that it allows the state to take advantage of the savings that the governor proposed in his budget, but also allows for part of a safety net, if you will, for the school districts to receive less than a 10% reduction in their 2012 budget. And I think as we move through this process, there's another piece of legislation that will help that cause even further. And like I said, it's been a very intellectual dialogue, and one that's been very enjoyable for our staff as well. And so I think this is just one example where when both branches of government put their minds to trying to solve an issue, that they can get it done by negotiating and working together. So with that, thank you very much.
Thank you, Commissioner. Are there any other proponents for the amendment? Any other proponents that want to speak to the amendment? Are there any opponents to the amendment? Seeing none, I would open up the committee for questions. Any questions by the committee on the amendment sponsor? Seeing none, any discussion? Seeing none, I would call for committee action.
Mr. Chairman, I move Amendment 152FH.
We have a motion to pass on 152FH. Any discussion on the motion? Secretary, we call the vote. The roll.
Roll. What is it?
I'm sorry. It's a voice vote. All in favor of 152FH, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Amendment passed. Thank you very much. Now, for the House Bill 152, Senate Bill 152, is there any more discussion? Any questions?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Dennard.
Well, there will be some discussion if we move a due pass. Will there not be some discussion at that time? Thank you. I'll just wait then.
Seeing no more questions or discussion, I would move ask for committee action.
Mr. Chairman, I would move that Senate Bill 152 do pass as amended.
We have a motion in committee, 152, Senate Bill 152 do pass as amended. Any discussion on the motion? Representative Dennard.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I maybe could ask some questions or something as we went through. I think I did some quick math. I think, am I about right that this puts $67 back in from the original $480 cut that Governor recommended in his budget? I'm going to support this. I really feel low of local effort. You know, talked about stepping up the plate and lessen the cut. I really think to go to an 8.6% cut and a 10 is kind of just a little bit of soothing. I was kind of surprised when the commissioner talked about some further legislation that I have not seen yet that might change this too, but we'll wait till that time comes. But thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Any other comments? Seeing none, Secretary, you call the vote.
Dennard.
Aye.
Wismer.
Aye.
Junkie.
Aye.
Bolin.
Aye.
Rumkema.
Aye.
Dryden.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Carson.
Aye.
Wink.
Aye.
9 yeas, 0 nays.
Senate Bill 152, having received the adequate number of votes for passage, we'll move it on to the
Mr. Chairman.
Floor. Yes, sir.
There's also a title amendment, 152 FTD.
I would call for committee action on moving the title amendment.
Mr. Chairman, I would move title amendment 152 FTD be passed.
Second.
We have a motion to move the title amendment 152 FTD to pass. Any discussion on the motion? If none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Title amendment's passed. Okay, moving on, I believe we have a request to discuss further SB 86, and we would need a motion to reconsider.
Mr. Chairman, I would move that we reconsider Senate Bill 86.
We have a motion and a second to reconsider Senate Bill 86. Any discussion on the motion? Do we have further testimony?
Mr. Chairman, on my motion, I'd also make the motion that we calendar Senate Bill 86 for today.
We have a motion to include that we calendar it for today, so it would be a roll call vote, needing two-thirds. Any discussion on the motion? Secretary, will you call the vote?
Dennard.
Aye.
Wismer.
Aye.
Junkie.
Aye.
Bolin.
Aye.
Rumkema.
Aye.
Dryden.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Carson.
Aye.
Wink.
Aye.
98, zero nays.
Okay. So we have Senate bill back in play. Senator Peters, you
thank
introduce
you, Mr.
yourself
Chair.
To the committee, and I understand you have an amendment.
I do. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm Senator Peters, District 9, represent North Sioux Falls, Hartford, and Crooks. And, Mr. Chair, I believe the Terry has the amendment to pass. Senate Bill 86, in its current form, obviously was killed, so we do not want to discuss that. But the amendment is 86JA, I believe. What is happening is Senate Bill 57 passed both houses and is down at the governor's desk at this point. Senate Bill 57 was Senator Maher's and Senator Greenfield's bill to adjust the investment fee on unemployment insurance. And there was a date wrong in that bill. It had no votes going through the entire process, and we had one date wrong in that bill. It does have an emergency clause on it, so the effective date would change. I don't know how much you want me to go into this, but Senate Bill 57 is where you've got the Amendment 86JA, which puts which is essentially Senate Bill 57 with the correct date in it. And what happens is Senate Bill 57 was a reduction in the investment fee, which is the amount of tax paid into the future fund. As the wage base has gone up $1,000 every year, we have in the past reduced the fee charge or the percentage of fee tax paid on the future fund. And so with this bill, if you would amend it, would essentially be Senate Bill 57 that's already passed both chambers. The reason for doing this is because of the wrong date in Senate Bill 57, the governor needs to veto the bill because it does a conflict in the legislation. And so Senate Bill 86JA, if we amend it, will fix the problem, and then the governor will have the bill on his desk. So I'll stand by for questions.
Okay. I would open up to any more testimony before having committee questions. Any other testimony, either as proponent or opponent, for the Amendment 86JA? Seeing none, do we have any committee questions of the sponsor of the amendment? Any discussion by the committee? Representative Junkie.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senator Peters, can you tell us where that date is? I'm not finding it right now. That's incorrect in the current Senate Bill 57.
It's Senate Bill 57. Hold on. I believe it is on page 3, line 14. Page 3, line 14 says, from January 1st, 2010 to December 31st, 2011 inclusive. The problem is that needs to say December 31st, 2010, not 11. Now, my understanding is the reason it needs to be vetoed is typically you would do a style and form veto, but the attorneys feel that the date, because it's so critical in the bill, would be more substantial than a line item style and form type veto. So therefore, we needed to find another bill, find another vehicle, and continue the process.
Any further questions of the sponsor of the amendment? Seeing none, is there any more discussion of the amendment? Seeing none, we're going to call for committee action on the amendment, 86JA.
Mr. Chairman, I would move the amendment 86JA.
Second.
We have an emotion, an emotion and a motion on the floor for 86JA. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing, yes, Representative Wismer.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, I probably wouldn't be doing my part, my role here, if I didn't at least point out that especially in the context of what the governor's proposal is for taking a portion of the contractor's excise tax to slide over to the futures fund and yet keeping our employer's contribution to the economic development futures fund goal the same, we are making a conscious policy decision of taking money away from education and Medicare for economic development while not asking employers to contribute anymore. And I realize the mechanics here. I realize the wage base increases every year, and so in order to keep that level, this action needs to be taken. But we are not keeping the dollars going to economic development level. We are increasing them at the expense of education and Medicare. And everybody needs to understand that. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Any other discussion on the amendment? Representative Boland.
Just one little technical mistake that was made. The correct word is it's the Medicaid program, not Medicare. Other than that, I have no other comment. Thank you.
Any other discussion on the motion? Seeing none, we have before us Amendment 86JA. All in favor of the amendment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
No.
Okay. The amendment has been passed. We move right to the bill, Senate Bill 86. Is there any questions for the sponsor for Senate Bill 86? Any discussion? Seeing none, I would call for action by the committee action by for Senate Bill 86.
Mr. Chairman, I would recommend a due pass on Senate Bill 86 as amended.
We have a motion in the committee for due pass for Senate Bill 86 as amended. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, the Secretary, please call the vote.
Dennert. Wismer.
No.
Junkie.
Aye.
Golan.
Aye.
Ramkema.
Aye.
Dryden.
Aye.
White. Carson.
Aye.
Wink.
Aye.
8 yeas, 1 nay.
Senate Bill 86, having received adequate number of vote, will be moved on to the House floor. And we need a title amendment too, right? We do need a title amendment on it. I would call for committee action on the title amendment.
Mr. Chairman, I move the title amendment 86JTA.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to title amendment 86JTA. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor of title amendment 86JTA, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. So that concludes Senate Bill 86. It'll be moved on to the House floor.
Thank you.
I think the only other action we have today is to approve the minutes for March 2nd. Representative Boland?
I have read those minutes, Mr. Chairman, and I do believe they are correct.
You moved their adoption. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. So those have been approved. Is there any other issues for discussion before the committee? If not, we will adjourn, and then we will reconvene at 11 o'clock for the joint committee. Okay? I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Meeting is adjourned.
Aye.